You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us into the fact and mysteries behind the legend of the Vanishing Hitchhiker.
An often repeated urban legend appearing in every period of American history involves the familiar tale of the Vanishing Hitchhiker. You know the story. On a cold night, a young man on his way to a dance saw an attractive young woman standing on the side of the highway near a bridge. Another version has her standing in an intersection. But he stops, gives her a ride, and they end up at the dance together. Throughout the evening, she charms everyone, including the young man, and he offers to take her home. Because it is such a chilly evening and she's wearing only a dancing dress, the young man gave her his coat to wear. They arrived at the girl's house, and when the young man opened the car door, she was gone. He rang the doorbell of the house and inquired of an old woman living there, only to learn that from the description he provided, he had given a ride to her daughter, who had been killed years before in an automobile accident, on her way to a dance. Now, he didn't quite believe the woman at first, but she gave him directions to find her daughter's grave. Upon arriving at the cemetery, the young man found where she was buried, and right there, on top of her tombstone, was neatly folded the coat he had given her to wear earlier in the evening. Tales of dead passengers, ghostly hitchhikers, usually women, are quite common. So common, in fact, that they must point to some underlying human truth that we all wrestle with. In America, these legends date back well into the early 19th century, when the mode of transit was either horseback or coach, and the elements are almost always the same. In fact, little has changed in the urban legend itself other than the means of transportation for the couple. The legend involves highways, bridges, intersections, and travel from one destination to the next. There is an encounter between the living and the dead in a way that demands the living recognize their own mortality. Perhaps the highway represents the journey we are all on, the intersections represent our choices, and the bridges represent the many ways we cope in the transitions that our lives inevitably require. Perhaps once, long ago, there was a basis in actual events for the beginning of this legend. However, if that is so, that basis was so obscure as to be completely lost to us today. Still, the legend of the Vanishing Hitchhiker continues across America from town to town and age to age. And the warning that your mother gave you still bears true. Don't give rides to strangers.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.